Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Imagine being a Buffalo Bills fan today. I mean, that has to feel awesome.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's so good that, you know, even an opposing quarterback who used to play with your team shows up without wearing a shirt. Ryan Fitzpatrick, you see that?
Yeah, he's in the stands, shirtless, eating it up. Bills Mafia.
It's unbelievable.
This was a lot of fun for a few fan bases, right? I actually like how the weekend played out, where we got rid of some of the old guard, some of these annoying fan bases.
Yeah.
Patriots are gone. Raiders are gone. Steelers are gone. Cowboys. How about them Cowboys?
They're gone. They're gone.
Love it. And the fan bases that won, the Cincinnati Bengals, first time in 31 years. We'll connect the dots to the Lions at 9:02. Cincinnati, good for them, right? Mm-hmm. Buffalo, they won their first playoff game since 95 last year, and they're building on it this year. They're playing as good as anybody right now. Mm-hmm. Top five offense, top five defense. Young quarterback who can make all the throws, run over people, extend plays. They look like the real deal. And that spread with Kansas City, I don't know if you've seen the way too early line. It's like under a field goal. Under a field goal when they play at Arrowhead this
week. So basically they're saying it's a push. Buffalo might be low because you get the 3 points.
I think it's two and a half. So they're saying on a neutral site,
yes,
Buffalo would win. And it's hard to argue. They just played the perfect game offensively.
Yeah.
I don't know that anybody has ever played a better offensive game in the history of the NFL. No punts, no field goals, no turnovers. It hasn't happened in the Super Bowl era. They did it against Belichick, the number two defense. That has to be an all-time game if you're a fan of Buffalo. And we've asked people that question. What is your game, your favorite game your team played in that wasn't for a championship or a title?
Yeah.
248-539-9797.
There were a few... like Pistons in the bad boy era in 88 when, you know, they just blew out the Celtics in game six at the Silver Dome to get to the Eastern Conference Finals for the first time. There was the game in 2004 against the Nets. It wasn't completely perfect because they were down at the half, and then the second half they just blew them out, game seven, to beat them. It's because it's what it represented. My all-time favorite game was when the Philadelphia Flyers beat the Central Red Army of Russia. The Russian team went on a tour, and they, you know,
was
tied.
Was this like 1975?
Close. 76.
What?
76. Okay.
They were like the Broad Street Bullies back then.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. Okay. So they, you know, the Russians, they tied Montreal. They beat two teams, and the last team they played was the Flyers, who everybody hated for the most part, except people in Philly. But everybody rallied around this because they wanted to beat the Russians.
Well, this would have been before the Miracle on Ice.
Yes, this was 76. And the Flyer, I was at the game, and the Flyers won 4-1. Not only did they win, the Russians were so upset that the Flyers were dirty, they walked off the ice and weren't going to return until they told them, if you don't come back, you guys aren't getting paid. And they came back, and the Flyers won the game. That was just, for all it represented, and they dominated the commies, it was great. That was my... Yeah! Canada, really, but yes, exactly.
Okay, so for me, there's an easy parallel. I said there's seven drives, seven touchdowns. My favorite team of all time are the 02 Red Wings. Colorado Avalanche, game seven, seven goals, seven different players. The thing was over. Patrick Waugh gets chased.
Oh, I remember.
Abishur is the backup goalie coming in. The fans,
God,
we want Abishur. Yeah, let's go.
What was so funny was that afternoon, doing the afternoon show on the other station with Wojo.
Yeah.
The city, everybody's pompous, is going to be a great game seven. And it just was just, they just knocked the crap out of them. It was unbelievable. Nobody expected that. He expected them to probably win, but nobody expected them to just absolutely destroy them.
Well, that series, they were down 3-2. They lost in overtime in game five at home, right?
Yeah.
And then the next game, my memory kind of blurs a little bit of game six and seven, because game six, you had the great moment where Patrick Waugh holds up the puck like
Statue
he's got
of Liberty.
It, Statue of Liberty, but he doesn't have it.
Right.
Would have been an Yzerman goal. Shanahan taps it in. 1-0. They win 2-0, and then it sets up a game 7 where they just pummel them.
That was unbelievable.
That 7-0 game against the Avalanche, right? If you could draw it up any way you want.
Right.
That Red Wing era, that team, to go to the Stanley Cup, to beat that team, it was perfect.
I know. It was great. I was going to say I'm surprised that year was your favorite Red Wing team, but you were too young for the 97-98.
So I like remember them, but
yes.
Appreciating right, is right. a different entity. So, yeah. And that 02 team, I mean, it's going to go down. I know there were some Canadian teams in the 70s had more Hall of Famers, but that Red Wings team was loaded. You go back and watch those highlights, it's like Luke Robitaille scoring a goal and Brett Hull scores a goal.
It's amazing. All right, we have some ticket text.
Yeah.
Michigan State beating Duke, beating Zion with Cassius Winston, best game I've ever watched.
Oh, the shot at the end, too.
Kenny Goins. You know, that wasn't there's no parameters, there's no rules for this. That was not a perfect game like Buffalo or even the Red Wings, but yes. Ben from Troy, Michigan basketball at Ohio State last year. High-scoring game that Michigan won, both teams at full strength. Michigan smacked them.
You know why that's a good one? It's not just that you beat Ohio State. It's how you beat Ohio State. If you ask Jim Harbaugh or any old school Michigan fan, how do you want to beat the Buckeyes? Well, I want to run. And when they can't stop it, I want to run some more. I want to run in all the critical drives, mm-hmm. all the big plays, and I want to impose my will against Ohio State. That's exactly what Michigan did.
Well, this he's talking basketball at Ohio State last year.
Oh, I thought he meant the football
game. No, that's next.
You know, guys, my brain immediately skipped to the football game.
Yeah, guys, you don't have to go too far this year, Michigan versus Ohio State. I don't actually remember the Michigan-Ohio State basketball game last year in Columbus. But
it was the first time they had won there in a while.
Yeah. My closest comparison would be the Detroit-Dallas playoff game in the 90s. Oh, it was 38-6. They just
blow
you're
up.
Right. That's a great comparison. That's from Scott in a car in Bismarck, North Dakota. Ladies and gentlemen.
There you go.
I can't. That's probably the first text we've gotten from North Dakota, or at least that we've known about. March 26, 1997, Wings Avalanche, David Casco. Wings, you know, obviously besides the Lemieux, you know, McCarty-Lemieux thing, McCarty for some reason doesn't get thrown out of the game and he scores the winner in overtime.
Bizarre looking back at it. You're like, how the hell did he stay in the game?
Here we go. Here's your game. Best game I've seen a Detroit team play, 2002 Red Wings Game 7 versus the Avs. Nothing else has come close to that level of satisfaction I got from that game. And somebody else, like we said, Michigan-Ohio State football, 2021. Easy answer.
Hey, you mentioned the 97 Wings, mm-hmm. right? The fight, the brawl.
Yeah.
I believe today they are giving away Grindline, like bobbleheads or some kind of promotion with the Grindline today for Wings game.
Not today because they're in Buffalo.
Oh, no, today. Not today. Today. Is it their next game?
I think so.
Yeah. I saw it over the weekend on social media, this release where they're going to have bobbleheads of Draper, Maltby, McCarty, and Joe Koser.
Yeah.
So they're going to have, because there's two iterations of the Grindline.
Exactly. Now, so what we're talking about, Buffalo winning the game on Saturday, just blowing them out. Perfect, you know, 7 touchdowns, 7 possessions. They did, and as this author of the article pointed out, he says, don't forget, you know, the Bills did win 51-3 against the Raiders that sent the Bills to Super Bowl 25. But he thought because of who they beat, you know, the Belichick Patriots, the game was made it better and sweeter, especially after what the Patriots did to them in the first game.
Well, yeah, I think some of it, too, is who you're playing. That's
yes.
part of what makes the Wings Avs so perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But for the Bills, how long have the Patriots been the thorn in your side? How long have they been in your way? And you've probably felt like you were exercising some demons because they didn't let off.
No.
They're throwing to offensive linemen. They're having a blast.
Yeah, they had a thick six, yeah.
A thick six. I love it. Mm-hmm. Let's go to Bill and Fenton. Bill, best game for your team, non-championship.
Non-championship, but it let us know that we were going to win a championship. Game 3, 2004, Pistons 88, Lakers 68. Rip, Chauncey, and Tayshaun all outscored Kobe. Kobe has 11 points. Perfect game.
You're right. They pretty much blitzed them in all those three games at home.
I think that's the greatest defense in the history of the NBA, the 04 Pistons.
Mm-hmm.
And I get it. Eras make it tough. But when you hold teams under 60 multiple times, including the team with Shaq and Kobe, yeah, you're right. I mean, you knew something was special there.
Right. You know what else was strange about that? Thanks for the call, Bill, is if it was any other team, we would have just, oh, this team is so freaking boring.
Yep.
You know, every game 65 points and that Eastern Conference final, yeah, you had the Tayshaun block, but God, how laborious was that? It was like set basketball back.
You know,
at least the bad boys, you know, had great defense, but they were scoring over 100 points a game, you know, Isaiah right. and the guys. I mean, come on.
No, that's a good distinction with the two of them. I feel like the comparison now is like Virginia basketball, the pack line. It's so boring. It's like, this is, but they love it.
I know.
They love it. If it's your team and it works.
Yeah, because they finally won. Well, maybe not this year because they have guys like, you know, Johnny Davis and Bruce Davison, who's been there for 87 years at Wisconsin. Brad Davison, I think it is. But Wisconsin basketball
for years
has been boring for years and effective, no matter who the coach, from Dick Bennett to Dracula, Bo Ryan, to Greg Gard. And it's a different topic. Is there any team, any school who has two teams that are successful, not winning championships, obviously, but still really good, has been as boring combination of basketball and football as Wisconsin? I mean, they're good, but they're boring as crap usually.
Right. When you said good, I'm thinking, well, there's a whole bunch. But when you add in the fact that you want to watch paint dry as opposed to watching your own team play,
right,
that's a little different.
Yeah.
It's 97-1.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.